The Rush Hour Podcast, smelling amazing. For once, support your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Good evening, Liam Flanagan here. The Rush Hour with MG's Grand Final Edition has arrived. MG.
Oh, yeah.
It's here. The big weekend.
Yeah, after a week of turbulent behaviour from the storm, obviously, the judiciary. Then we had Cooper. Will he play? Won't he play? But look, the stage is set. This is these two teams. First time since, I think, 2012. First and second will meet in the Grand Final. These two teams have been the best team this year, but also, Liam, they've been the best teams for probably the last two decades, appearing in 15 out of the 19 grand finals either side. So, wow, the stage is set, and I can't wait till Sunday.
Bragging rights certainly up for grabs on the NRL front. You reckon over the last decade, MG, and this is what we've been slogging it out for the last 6 months. For this day on Sunday, coverage starts from midday on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Basically, you flick on the radio at midday and you stay put. If you're feeling unprepared to talk about tomorrow's AFL Grand Final or the Rooster Storm blockbuster this Sunday, we have got you covered tonight. Dylan Buckley from the GWS Giants will preview tomorrow's AFL Grand Final around 6:15. MG, you are going to pick your kangaroo squad, which will be interesting to see.
Yeah.
And there's a spot up for grabs based on the Grand Final, you reckon?
I think so. Well, Tommy Turbo would have been my bench player, so there's a bench spot, and I think I've got two players in mind. Whoever wins the Grand Final, I think that player should slot into the bench.
MG will tell you those two players just after 6:20. An absolute spine-tingling bit of production about the experience of playing in an NRL Grand Final just after 6:30. Plus, the final opportunity, MG, to join us at our Mad Tuesday rooftop party next week.
Wow, last one. That went quick.
We need to be ready for this, MG.
Yeah, I know.
All these people coming off a big weekend going to be joining us on the rooftop here at Triple M Studios.
In fancy dress.
Andrew Stockdale's going to be here performing for us from Wolf Mother. But up next, Cooper Cronk. MG, you've said he'll play.
He'll play. I said it last week with Paul Gallen too, and I was wrong, but I think Cooper will play.
Well, you'll tell us exactly why Cooper Cronk will play next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Still to come tonight, your final chance to join us at the Rush Hour with MG's Mad Tuesday rooftop party. Next Tuesday after Grand Final weekend, the long weekend is done and dusted. We will be doing the show live from the Triple M rooftop. Andrew Stockdale from Wolf Mother will be there to dress up. We're going to have beers thanks to our mates at Wingman, Premium Lager, some food. It's going to be an outstanding opportunity to have a bit of fun and celebrate the end of footy season, MG, and obviously to discuss the Grand Final, which would have been won and done by then. But first, let's do this.
Trending now.
And really, MG, the only conversation left to have before Sunday is Cooper Cronk.
Yeah, look, the Roosters have played a very, very good poker hand in this. The fact that they named him at 23 makes you read into things. The fact that they've named Orbison at number 7, we keep hearing that if Cooper Cronk doesn't play, then Sean O'Sullivan's going to go straight in after only playing one first grade game. Look, either way, Liam, it's going to be a shock to the Storm. So the Roosters have played this perfectly because an hour before kickoff on Sunday, they're going to get the team sheet in and Cooper Cronk's either going to be on it or he's not. And then there's either going to be Keary at halfback, Madison at 5'8", or O'Sullivan at halfback and Keary at 5'8". So Roosters are holding the upper hand here when it comes to tactics. And at the moment, I think he'll play. I've got a feeling Cooper Cronk will play. He walked out yesterday before the breakfast and he was kind of making arm movements, arm gestures, as if to say, you know, I'm fine, but what do we read? Am I reading the wrong thing into that? I don't know.
Is it a double bluff?
I don't know. It's got me, but it wouldn't be a week of Grand Final without some intrigue.
Well, let's run it back a little bit. This was Cooper Cronk speaking to the media on Monday, arm in a sling. He fronted the media, and this is what he had to say.
I'm a long shot. That's not lying. The honest thing is that I'm not going to go into the details of the injury because at the moment, with all due respect, you're on a need-to-know basis, and at the moment you don't need to know.
Okay, so Monday he's declared himself a long shot. This was him fronting the media yesterday, not in a sling, as you mentioned, MG.
Yeah, look, got a couple of bit of improvements today, and they'll need, but he definitely needs some. So still trying to throw a Hail Mary, and hopefully it lands, and we'll see how we go on Sunday. As I said, a Hail Mary doesn't mean definite, does it? But I think most people in this room know that I'm pretty diligent, pretty professional with what I do, but I've gone up about 1,000 knots on that this week. So if there's a will, I'll find a way, and we'll see how we go come Sunday. How long's a piece of string? As I said, if anything's possible, hopefully you can help me out, and we'll see how we go.
One thing we do know about Cooper Cronk is he bloody loves a cliche, doesn't he?
He loves a cliche. Very diplomatic in a kind of way. I don't know. Reading between the lines, I'm thinking he's going to play. I really think he's going to play. And but if he doesn't, what do they do? Do they put the young guy in, young O'Sullivan, or do they put Kiri at halfback and put Madison at 5'8"? Or I'm hearing Victor Radley might even be in training at 5'8" as well. So they've got options, Liam, anyway.
If I threw the counter at you that he might not play, and here's some evidence why he might not. I would imagine that... Just listen to this bit of audio again. This is Cooper Cronk yesterday at the press conference speaking about the injury itself and the specifics around it.
It's sore. Look, I can give you the answer. I know exactly what's wrong, but I give you an insight that you'll understand where it's coming from. So with all due respect, I think I said it the other day, you're on a need-to-know basis, and at the moment you don't need to know. But there's an injury there, and it's just about can I manage it, can I deal with the pain, and can I get enough range of movement and strength to be able to get through a game of football?
MG, I think if he discloses the injury... It's too easy for the media and everyone else to put a definitive black line through. I think the injury might be of a severity that he can't play with it.
Yeah, that could be the case. A bit like Paul Gallen last week for the Sharkies. Then you've got to think about, okay, what percentage of fitness do you allow Cooper Cronk to play if you're Trent Robinson? 70%? 75%? 60%? 80%? I don't know. Personally, I'd have him on the field at 70%.
You'd put him out there at 70%?
Yeah, I would.
Over the next best option, over 100% Sean O'Sullivan?
He played last week in the second half with no percent in that arm. So, and it was just him being on the field was, and can you imagine if this plays out the way that maybe we think it's going to play, that all week he's racing the clock, and then on Saturday morning at the captain's run, he comes out and says thumbs up. Imagine the buzz in the camp at the Roosters. Man,
it would give that little bump, similar to the bump the Storm would have got when Billy Slater was cleared on
big time.
At the judiciary on Tuesday night. Speaking of Paul Gallen, we spoke to him on the red carpet on Wednesday night, and this is what Gow thought in terms of whether Cooper will play.
Zero.
No.
Zero chance.
Wow.
So I'm there's a part of me that sides with Paul Gallen there, because I think, MG, the ultimate curveball that could be thrown at the Melbourne Storm is if an hour before game, Cooper Cronk is ruled out.
Yeah, well, they know already. That's the good thing I just said before about the poker hand. They're playing the Roosters. The Roosters know. If Cooper Cronk's playing, they're the only ones who do know. In a day and age where basically nothing is kept secret, they've done a bloody good job in keeping that secret. So, look, on Sunday at about, 6 o'clock, we'll find out if he's playing or not, and I'll get a shock if he's not playing.
So you say he plays?
I say he plays.
I'm going to say he doesn't play.
Okay.
I think Luke Kirry runs the show for them on Sunday. That's based on absolutely no inside knowledge.
No. You know what? It's better than most.
Hey, we're going to talk AFL up next. Dylan Buckley from the Giants will join us. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Cities 104.9 Triple M, Grand Final Edition. MG, you are going to name your kangaroo side very shortly.
Yeah, I will, and there's selection ramifications for whoever wins the Grand Final.
Hear that, Roosters and Storm players, position still up for grabs based on your performance this Sunday. Tomorrow, Saturday NRL as usual from 12 o'clock, only till 2 o'clock though. That is when the AFL Grand Final coverage kicks off. Collingwood taking on the West Coast at the MCG. It's going to be a packed house. You'd think the majority of them will be supporting Collingwood, the home side, but this is a very evenly poised, probably similar, MG, in terms of betting and value, the NRL Grand Final. West Coast probably in the position of the Roosters. Collingwood will go into this game as favourites. But I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I want to bring in this man. He's a friend of the show. He's been one of our discoveries this year, MG, hasn't he?
He has. He's been a ball of fun.
Young Dylan Buckley from the GWS Giants. We love having him on the show. Dill, good evening.
Liam, MG, thanks for having me, boys.
Set the scene for us, brother. Obviously predicting a very cold day in Melbourne tomorrow for the grand final, but I don't think that'll deter 100,000 people for attending the game.
No, it won't, mate. It's absolutely chaotic in Melbourne at the moment. The grand final has definitely just swept across Victoria, and it's incredible.
Public holiday down there today, Dylan. Part of the reason we're speaking to you today as well, because a lot of the Triple M AFL coverage team are at grand final eve lunches and a few frothies under their belt. So we're chatting to you. Is it just going to be 90,000 people cheering for the black and white tomorrow and a few select West Coast supporters at the ground?
I don't know, mate. It's going to be huge, the game. I was actually in the city today and caught a little bit of the grand final parade, and it was just absolutely massive, both West Coast and Collingwood. I actually heard that flights from WA were actually nearly as much as it nearly gets to Europe. So they've definitely flown over. Pretty one-sided, obviously, with Collingwood. They've got 90,000 members or something like that. But it's going to be, there's a few over here. This is the same group.
Yeah, I suppose there's going to be them, the supporters whose team got knocked out, who aren't quite, Collingwood aren't quite their cup of tea, who'll be rooting for West Coast. I'm intrigued by big Mason Cox, 6'11", the big boy up front. He could prove the difference tomorrow, couldn't he?
He could, mate. He reminds me a bit of yourself. He's a big boy. He takes a good mark. And he obviously had a really good game last week against Richmond, absolutely set the MCG a lot. So if he can back it up, it'll be absolutely huge. Traditionally, grand finals are very contested. It's not a massive game for key forwards, but like you said, it might be a bit wet tomorrow, but I still think that he's got a massive role to play.
Now, Dill, you're a big stage player. We know what you're capable of in front of you. Yep, played on the MCG
correct.
Before. You're a big game
correct.
Player. with that, mate, with that experience in mind, tell me who is your bet to win the Norm Smith tomorrow. Who do you think's going to be the key players for both teams?
Yeah, huge. It's a massive one. I think you can't go past Steel Sidebottom at the moment. He's just finished the year off so well, and we say I'm a big game player, and that is true, but there is probably one bloke that tops me, and it is Steel Sidebottom. He actually kicked 10 goals in his THC Cup grand final before getting drafted.
Wow.
He's never played a bad game in a final series, so he'd be paying nearly $1 to get the Norm Smiths. Besides him, Brodie Gundy, I reckon he's a massive player for Collingwood. He's just does such a big workload. And for West Coast, I'm going to go with Jack Darling. I just reckon he's had such a good final series, and all the talk is from him that he wants to have a bit of redemption from when he played last time and lost up here.
So now paint the picture for us tonight, as Liam just mentioned, Dill. Public holiday in Melbourne. Go out tonight and have a nice quiet dinner, or do you go hit the clubs?
Yeah, well, do you want the truth, or do you want...
No, the truth. I can handle the truth.
Good. It is a massive weekend up here, so everyone will be out tonight. I've actually got one of my teammates' engagement parties tonight, so might have a couple of quiet ones there, and then roll into tomorrow. And obviously, as a player, every player wants to be out there, so it's sort of bittersweet watching, because what if we did make it? But yeah, you just got to enjoy the day, and hopefully we can get it in the next couple of years.
All right, Dill, who's your tip?
I'm tipping West Coast. I think I might win, but I'm tipping West Coast just because I think I want West Coast to win.
West Coast victory, Jack Darling, the Norm Smith. Now that we've got the serious stuff out of the way, we need to talk about your podcast.
Taking the world by storm.
Dylan Friends.
I still can't get you boys on it. You're still asking me too much cash.
This is what I wanted to bring up. You're 7 episodes into this podcast of yours. You've just started to branch away from your AFL friends.
Yep.
Your last episode's with Mitch Stark and Nathan Lyon, so you've delved into other sports. Where's the invitation for one at Mark Geyer?
Yeah.
Well, mate, you know that I've asked him plenty of times, and I've yet to get a reply. He replied with his manager's number, and he said, just have a chat with him first. So, mate, as soon as I can get him on, I want him on. It's what the people want. He's the best in the West, as he likes to say, so... I need to expand my viewers out in Western Sydney. That's a big area out there, and hopefully if I can get MG on, then I might get some more followers.
Let's lock it in, brother. Lock it in.
If you had a photo of the great man in a Giants jumper, the memberships will go through the roof out west. Dylan Buckley,
All right. I think it's the only club he's not an ambassador for.
Dylan Buckley of the GWS Giants. He's our AFL Grand Final correspondent down in Melbourne. Enjoy the night, Dylan. Stay safe. And we look forward to seeing how your tip of West Coast goes tomorrow.
That's it. Thanks for having me, boys. I'll see you soon.
Dylan Buckley down in Melbourne, MG. That is going to be a big game tomorrow. And Dill's tip for the Norm Smith Steel side bottom, paying $8 at the moment.
Yeah, it's going to be cold too. Freezing down there.
It is. It's going to be, I saw a stat somewhere saying it's going to be the, it's forecast to be the coldest grand final since about 1985.
Wow.
So a typical Melbourne day, you'd say. Up next, Mark Geyer will name his Kangaroos side, and grand final spots, or grand final victor, will determine a couple of spots.
From this.
What a pass!
This.
What a machine.
Even this.
What an idiot.
Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And if you're one of these neutrals that's finding it hard to get excited about Sunday's game between the Roosters and the Storm, stick around, because in about 6 or 7 minutes, there's an audio package, MG, which you're a part of, with some of the greats of Triple M NRL talking about their first experiences of playing in grand finals.
Goosebumps.
It will give you chicken skin, absolutely.
Chicken skin.
This is the Rush Hour with MG. It's brought to you by Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. And on grand final day, Chemist Warehouse is creating two of the biggest activations in NRL history. They are basically providing product packs for 83,500 people. Every single person. If you're at the game on Sunday, you are going to get one of these premium product packs in a seat cushion, MG. So you'll be comfortable all the way through the grand final. And one lucky Chemist Warehouse customer will be given the opportunity to kick for $1 million at halftime.
Fantastic. What a great activation, as you call it.
Absolutely. Well, that's what the sheet calls it.
Yeah, okay. Let's call it a tactic.
I'd probably call it a giveaway, a comp.
Yeah, competition.
MG, let's talk, fast forward a little bit, and let's talk about the test squad.
Yeah, well, I suppose Australia plays Tonga, was it October 20? So just around the corner, we've got a test match. And I think the team will look something like this.
This is your team as you think it'll be named?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tedesco fullback, Holmes and Addo Carr on the wings with Mitchell and Inglis in the centres. Munster and looks like Daly Cherry Evans is one got the halfback spot. Up front, Clemmer, McLean and Cook. Back row of Frizzell, Boyd Cordner, captain, and look, it's either Maguire from Broncos or if Dale Finucane has a big performance on Sunday and has a win and his big game, the Storm win, I think he might force his way into it. On the bench, I've got DeBellin, Kafusi, Jake Trbojevic, and I'm going to go for one of these young up and comers, either a Victor Radley or a Curtis Scott. Whoever wins out of the Storm, and Roosters, let's just say the Storm win, Curtis Scott will get my bench spot, and if the Roosters win, I'll give it to Victor Radley.
Do you think that's what the Kangaroos should be doing, is rewarding that grand final winning team with an extra spot?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's the way it should be. I know that in 1990, when I was about to go on a Kangaroo tour, we were told before the game, or I was told that it was out of myself and Gary Coyne, who was the Canberra second rower, and basically whoever won the game was going. But we lost, so you know, I thought, there goes my chance. But then at the club, back at Panthers, they made a special announcement over the PA and said that the Panthers have four Kangaroos, and they called out Brad Fittler and John Cartwright and Greg Alexander, then me. So it was a big joy after a massive disappointment of losing a grand final.
You found out about your first cap over the PA system at the Leagues Club.
Yeah, yes, I did, going on tour. Yeah, because it was 3 months back then, so, and you'd basically leave the week after the grand final. So, gee, they were good Kangaroo tours.
Presumably, you put down the drink and went straight back to the training paddock to get the full 8 hours.
Yeah, and then you did, because then back over in, we were in the Emus, you go over to England and resume. It was like a Kentucky tour for us, for us Emus. It was fun.
Well, we will get that full squad as MG thinks it will be picked up on our socials at Rush Hour Triple M on our Instagram and our Twitter. MG, a little bit of a traffic update. Not ideal on a Friday afternoon as people are preparing for a long weekend, but the Sydney Harbour Tunnel is closed in both directions due to a car fire. Just repeating that. The Sydney Harbour Tunnel closed in both directions due to a car fire. So if you would normally use the tunnel or you're headed in that direction, go an alternate route, because a car fire means that's likely to be closed for the indefinite future, and no doubt traffic around the area will be significantly affected.
Well, it seems to be on a Friday, doesn't it?
It does, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. If you need some motivation for Sunday, it's coming up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. That has a sharp ending, that song.
Great song.
Jumps out at you. 133353. If you would like to come along to the Rush Hour with MG's Mad Tuesday rooftop party, that's next Tuesday, October 2nd. We'll be doing the show live from the rooftop here at Triple M. We've got beers, thanks to our friends at Wingman Premium Lager. It always has your back. And we've got some food beautifully provided by Macchiato Italian and Wood-Fired Pizza, open from breakfast through to dessert, 388 Pitt Street. Your mate, MG.
Georgie.
Call us now, 133353. You and a mate could be joining us for the Rush Hour with MG's Mad Tuesday rooftop party. It is going to be an absolute cracking way to celebrate. Fantastic season of footy. We'll know who the premiers are by Tuesday, MG, and there'll be plenty to talk about. We might even try and see if we can wrangle the someone from the winning team to join us on the phone, MG.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just get the dump button ready, that's all.
Yeah, we might have to pre-record them. Who knows? If it is the Roosters, one of them might even be happy enough to roll up to the rooftop and join us. MG, grand finals.
Mm.
Your personal, you've experienced them.
Yes. They're magic.
This package we're about to play will dead set get you ready to run through a brick wall for Sunday. But if you can sum it up in a sentence for us, what it is like to play in a grand final?
To play in a grand final is unbelievable. Playing a grand final win is it's something that you can never explain. I screamed that when we won the grand final in 91, I screamed that loud that I burst vessels in my throat. from jubilation. I've never experienced anything like it in my life. You know, I've had five beautiful kids, and it's a different type of feeling, you know, when you do it something with your wife than compared to your teammates. But yeah, when we realised when Roy scored that try that we won the comp, it was just the best feeling I've ever felt.
Blood vessel bursting. That's how good it is. Yeah. I love it. Well, you can hear it from MG in this package as well, but also the likes of Peter Sterling, Gordon Tallis, Matty Johns. Here are these Triple M NRL team members and NRL greats talking about their experience of playing in NRL Grand Finals.
What's great about the Grand Final?
The Grand Final is about to kick off.
So while the match has its stars, any of the 34 players can be the hero.
Any one of the 34 can come up with that moment.
Any of the 34 can come up with a signature play.
There's 20 seconds on the clock.
People ask me what it's like to win a grand final.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for
Elba. The moments of the 1997 grand final I remember is actually heading down to Sydney. 30,000 people, you know, to see us off. One bloke held up a big sign, fight one more round.
Newcastle.
I remember going onto the field. Usually the crowd would be sort of, you know, 50-50 split, you know, 60-40 at best. But we ran on, honestly. Out of the 41,000 people there, there must have been 40,000 Knights fans. It was just a sea of red and blue.
Newcastle weeping, tears of jubilation.
The game itself was just so tough. I remember the first half just went to blur. We found ourselves 14-6 behind. Then after half time, we just immediately started picking up momentum. Before you know it, it was 16-all. And when Andrew knocked over the conversion to make it 16-all, well, I knew he had it.
They're dancing in the streets of Newcastle right now.
Yeah, those last few seconds were unbelievable. Andrew, I was standing underneath the post, calling for the ball to go for a last second shot of field goal. And Andrew dummied, went up the short side and laid that ball back inside to Darren Albert. Then looked up at the clock and the clock went 3, 2, 1. I thought, my God, that's it.
It
was pandemonium on the stadium. For 20 minutes, people just went nuts. They were running on the field. People just didn't know how to control their emotions. We went back on the bus back to Newcastle. When we got back to Newcastle, there were 100,000 people waiting for us in the city centre. The win was something else, but the party was even better.
There is no greater day. I still get goosebumps. There's a couple of moments from 91 that stick with me. It's obviously being sin bin when I thought I'd lost the game for my team. But then the second half when Royce Simmons yelled out to me, they're going to try a short dropout. I saw Scotty Gale aiming towards me. I ran onto the ball, bounced straight in my chest, found Royce Simmons, and there the grand final was won.
And the Panthers, they get up and win.
Going back to Panthers leagues after the 91 grand final, I kind of got a glimpse into what it was like to be one of the Beatles, because there was 20,000 screaming fans, which you could see in their faces that this meant so much to them as much as it did to us.
Winning a grand final is the best.
The grand final is over.
The best feeling you can get playing our game. Every kid dreams of scoring a try to win the grand final.
Brisbane must score. And tell us, does that.
People ask me what it's like to win a grand final, and, you know, they're so hard to win, and playing grand finals is some of the greatest players to play a game they've ever get to win one. It's the greatest team feeling you can have.
Brisbane.
You've worked so hard. You know that everybody wants to be you on that day.
And the Broncos, they can celebrate.
That's the greatest thing about being in grand finals.
Mark Flanagan. No, that's not right.
Oh!
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And almost ready to finish off for your grand final edition on this Friday. Just a reminder, the Sydney Harbour Tunnel is closed in both directions due to a car fire, which means traffic in and around that area is likely to be a nightmare, MG, if that is your...
Yeah, that's my route.
If that's your route home. Mm-hmm. Well, you may as well hang around with me. But if that is your route home, find an alternate route, or please be patient because it's going to be a fair hold up there. The Sydney Harbour Tunnel closed both directions due to a car fire. Congratulations to our final Mad Tuesday winners, Luke from the Central Coast and Michael from Seven Hills, who will be joining us next Tuesday for our Mad Tuesday rooftop party, MG.
Good on you, boys and girls.
Can't wait to meet everybody who's there on Tuesday. Right, very quickly, we're almost out of time. MG, you've written a special something to finish the show.
Yes.
Full coverage tomorrow, Saturday NRL 12 till 2, then the AFL Grand Final coverage from 2 o'clock Sunday. Sunday NRL will kick off at midday with Kenty Hoops, Gordon Tallis and Anthony Maroon. 3 o'clock, yourself, MG, Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler and Tony Squires will take over. The call team, full call team, will be in from 6 o'clock. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:20.
Yeah, and if you're going out to the grand final on Sunday, 1:15, gates open, 1:35, the NRL Holden Women's Premiership Grand Final, Brisbane Broncos v the Sydney Roosters, 3:40 p.m., the NRL Interest Super State Championship Grand Final, the Bulldogs vs. Redcliffe Dolphins, 6:30, the pre-grand final entertainment with a gang of youths, and 7:20 kickoff.
And here is a very special something written by Mark Geyer himself.
It's 12 months in the making as we run and train and sprint. Our bodies are pushed to their limits as we get no big dance hints. The hardest comp in the world certainly makes men from boys. There's ups and downs and turmoil, but ultimately, there's everlasting joys. To play in the grand final is the ultimate with your best mates. But knowing there is tomorrow, well, that's just something every footballer hates. This will be the first time the Storm play the Chooks, the two most dominant teams by far as we go back through the books. The drama of Billy and Will Cooper play? Will Orbo play in the seven? All these questions just add to the mystery of the game they play up in heaven. In my 15 years playing grade footy, there's one thing that stands out the most. Winning a first grade grand final is something not many can boast. So may the best team win as they strive to achieve, to take home the biggest prize of them all. There's so much at stake, it just could come down to a simple bouncing ball.
MG, off the back of that, there is not much more to say. Sunday afternoon, Roosters v Storm. It's going to be an absolute cracker.
Click, clack, front and back, baby. I can't wait to get out there. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
The Rush Hour podcast is about to hit the showers, smelling good, by supporting your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.